Welcome back to Changemakers, a podcast from American Printing House. My name is Jonathan Wall. I'm part of the communications team at APH. Today we'll hear from Scott White from the NFB Newsline, who will explain how they've created a place where you can get the most up-to-date info on COVID-19, and will give you info on a survey that was released by leaders in the field of blindness to give feedback on how stay-at-home measures are impacting people who are blind and visually impaired. But first, I've asked Alan Lovell to join us. Alan is the Information and Referral Services Coordinator for the APH Connect Center. He answers calls and responds to emails to connect people to needed resources across the country. Alan, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Alan, for people who are not familiar with the Connect Center information referral line, tell me a little bit more about this service and how people can use it.
Well, the information and referral line is a service that is connected with what we call the APH Connect Center. So the people can call our 800 number and or go to one of our resource websites, Family Connect, Vision Aware, or APH Career Connect, to find answers to questions relating to blindness and visual impairment. And the information that we have in our databases ranges from birth to great grandparents, the whole scope of life, if you will. And so people can call the 800 number and find out where to find resources in their area, or if they have a question that might be along the lines of a how to, or how do I as a blind person perform this function, we can either impart some of our own expertise or find answers to questions that we may not have readily at hand.
For people who are listening who may need help or know someone who does, can you give us that number that they can call?
Yes, absolutely. It is 800-232-5463. 800-232-5463. And that number is manned Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Alan, have you been seeing any themes behind the calls that have been coming in since all of the stay-at-home orders started?
Well, yeah, we have. Of course, we're getting the types of calls that we generally expect, but a lot of the themes are that agencies closed. One of the most frequent types of calls that we get are individuals who have maybe suddenly lost their sight and are dealing with the fallout from that. How do I live, or how do I thrive, continue to operate as an independent person now that I'm visually impaired? And, you know, there are services in each district that provide rehab services to those people. But like us, they're working from home or closed entirely. And so, you know, I still provide them the information that, will put them in touch with the right agency. But if they have immediate questions, then we try our best to answer those questions over the phone. And, you know, I've been actually known to provide instruction that they may provide as best I can over the phone. I've given somebody orientation and mobility tips or advice on a piece of technology they have. So really trying to fill in that void during this time where everybody is in, quarantine.
Yeah, it's really unusual time because usually we would connect them to a resource, but if those resources are closed, it makes it more difficult. You mentioned the O&M. In addition to that, are there other resources you've been able to provide or other help or other ways you've been able to interact with people with this, you know, unusual interaction just because of everything going on?
Yeah, and that's more of an individual basis since the questions are so varied. But, you know, you find someone who's lost their income because of being laid off, for example. We search in their locale to find out what services are available to them. Or we get parents calling for resources on how to keep the instruction going for their blind or visually impaired child. We link them up with the agencies that produce content for educational, and that includes the American Printing House for the Blind, that has daily classes available on the website. So yes, we piece together information, and I can impart that either through a phone call or through an email where I just direct link them to services that are best geared for their particular scenario.
And Alan, for people out there who are overwhelmed and are missing services they likely depend on, just any words of encouragement for them?
Well, yeah, and we are all in this together. Everybody has a different story and a different set of circumstances. And one of the things that we have found is that not all of us have a support group that's really nearby. And some people are really on, when they're isolating, they're seriously isolating, and that may not be by choice. They're by themselves. So we have put it out there that we're available to talk and listen and provide an empathetic ear to the struggles you may be going with. You know, many people are at home on their own, but there's also those people who, while they are at home and on their own, have been dealing with a very recent vision loss. And if you think about being by yourself and suddenly not being able to see and relying on the remaining senses, you know, I can encourage folks to tap in to the remaining senses and give them just some, you know, from one blind person to another, some pointers. Here's what I do. Here's how I do this. Maybe this will help. You know, here are some services that will keep you entertained. Here are some phone numbers that you can call to group chat with other people who have similar situations. So there's a lot of those. And, you know, the various different companies have group conference calls and chatting available. They might put out a topic of discussion and schedule it for 1 o'clock on a Tuesday. And then later that same day, they might have another discussion on a different topic. And so we can tap into the resources we have received. We'll search the internet far and wide, and find something that will hopefully meet the needs of that individual. And but again, here I am, and then I have my counterpart, Melanie Pesco, and she works later in the day. She works from 4 to 8 p.m., and she also has her life experiences and a very empathetic ear. So if somebody needs to talk and just to talk or have questions to ask, that's why we would like to hear from you. And that's why we are here.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's great knowing both you and Melanie are there behind the phone doing this important work. So we appreciate everything you're doing, and thanks for being a part of our podcast.
Well, it's been a learning experience for us too. So I appreciate your help with getting the word out that we are here, and we're at home. I can't promise the dogs won't bark while we're talking, but the good news is I've talked to other professionals with large agencies, and their dogs are barking in the background too. So we have a little bit of fun with that.
Dogs, kids, radios, airplanes, we've got it all.
That's right. That's right.
Thanks, Alan.
Look forward to seeing you back in the office, Jonathan.
And as Alan mentioned, the Connect Center isn't just the 800 number. It's also three websites that are filled with really great information and resources for parents, teachers, families, and adults, all on the topic of visual impairment. Check out the show notes for the URLs to each of those websites and that INR number one more time. Next on the show, we have Scott White to talk about the NFB Newsline. Scott is the Director of Sponsored Technology Programs for National Federation for the Blind. Scott, thanks so much for being a part of our podcast.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to participate.
You know, NFB Newsline is an important resource, but in case someone listening doesn't know about it, can you just briefly explain how it works and what it does?
Sure. I describe NFB Newsline as an audio information source. We currently have over 500 publications, plus a variety of other information, such as TV listings, job listings, retail ads, to name a few.
You know, right now, information is so important. How are you working to provide information specifically about COVID-19?
Okay, well, what we were able to do is we expanded our coverage of the states that have NFB Newsline. So our president of the National Federation of the Blind, President Rick Bono, authorized us to have NFB Newsline in all the states in the country. So even the ones that weren't previously participating in the program, because he feels that information on the coronavirus is so important for everyone to have access to, and also for the deafblind community to have access to the information in Braille with the connected Braille display. So what we've done is we have a category on NFB Newsline that we have all the time called Breaking News. And this particular category, we have a number of different websites that have current up-to-date information on it. Anything from like an ABC News to CBS News, CNN, Fox, things like that was 34 of those. And we scanned those for coronavirus and we displayed that in those articles that have that information. The secondary source we have that we ended a few days later is statistics from Johns Hopkins Hospital. So a person now, if they're interested, can go and see what the number of cases are that are in the world or broken down by state or broken down by country, and they can view all the statistics with that so they can track that themselves if they wish.
That's great. There's a lot of misinformation being spread online as well right now. Can you talk about why what you're doing is important to make sure people have access to reputable sources?
Well, the sources that we're using are the traditional news sources, but what we do is really we're looking at providing the information to people from the sources that we have, and then they would have to make, you know, their own self-judgment. We don't make any judgments as to the validity of the source, although we are going to go and, you know, pick what we feel are the reputable sources, but a person would have to go ahead and evaluate the information that they're getting themselves from the information source. We just want to make sure that we provide people information that's out there. Similar to like what we do when it comes around to the presidential election, we provide information from the candidates' websites during election time, and that allows people to make a more informed vote.
Great. So for people listening now or people who know someone who may want to call into the news line, what are ways they can listen to this?
Okay, well, NFP Newsline can be accessed in a variety of different methods. We have the traditional telephone, which if you still have a landline or a cell phone, you can call in and listen to it using a telephone. We have NFP Newsline Mobile, which is our iPad and iPhone app. We have one of our most recent access methods, which is a skill that's on the Amazon Alexa device. And we have also something called Web News on Demand, which is like a secure website that persons can log into and just be able to view the text of the articles. And then if you have a Victor Reader, second generation, and other portable players, we have ways that would download the material directly to that device as well.
And if you're listening and want instructions on any of that, I will go ahead and put a link in the show notes. I know NFP Newsline has a portion of their website dedicated to all those different options. Scott, anything else you want people to know?
Okay, let me go ahead and give some contact information and tell people if it's somebody that's not currently signed up for the service, how you could go ahead and do so. Okay, our toll-free number that we have for customer service, which is open from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, and that's East Coast time. That telephone number is 866-504-7300. Again, that's 866-504-7300. My email address, if you'd like to contact me, it's swhite@nfb.org. That's swhite@nfb.org. And our website, if you want to check out the number of publications we have, like I said at the beginning of our conversation, we have over 500 publications. And I just gave you a little bit sampling of some. So to view the entire list, you can go to nfbnewsline.org and be able to view all those publications that we have. Now, let me talk briefly about who is eligible for the service. So it's going to be persons that are blind, have low vision, and persons that have other print disabilities that prevent them from reading conventional newsprint.
Thanks so much, Scott. I really appreciate everything you guys are doing and for you taking the time to be on our podcast today.
Thank you, and thank you for the opportunity.
Before I end today's show, I want to loop back around to the survey I mentioned at the beginning of today's podcast. The movement behind the survey is called Flatten Inaccessibility. The survey was an idea started by IRA, and APH quickly jumped on board along with almost every single major blindness organization in the field. Here's the idea. As the world scrambles to distance physically, leaders want to know if your accessibility has been taken into consideration. Are services you need for groceries and transportation, for example, still viable for you? There are two reasons all of these organizations are coming together to gather this info. One, it will help them know how they can better serve you. And two, it will also help us know what barriers need to be broken down for the future. So if you want to take this survey, visit FlattenIn, that's I-N, flatteninaccessibility.com. That survey will be open until April 13th, and I'll again have that URL in the show notes as well. That's it for today, but we'll be back next week. If you have any questions for APH, be sure to drop us a note at communications@aph.org. We'll answer what we can in our next episode. In the meantime, don't forget to look for ways you can be a change maker this week.